Welcome to the Swiss Market Update. We highlight the biggest news reported by Swiss companies on a weekly basis. In the first quarter of 2024, pharmaceutical corporation Roche experienced a 6% decrease in sales compared to the previous year. With a decline noted in both the pharmaceutical and diagnostic sectors, Roche's revenue fell to 14.4 billion francs. This reduction was due to the decline in earnings from corona-related drugs and tests, with this being the final quarter that they had a significant effect. Despite the decrease in sales, the corporation has confirmed its annual business objectives. In the pharmaceutical department, the sales amounted to 10.9 billion francs, 6% lower than the previous year's value. An essential growth product was Vabysmo, an eye medication introduced in 2022. The diagnostic sector achieved a turnover of 3.5 billion francs, a decrease of 6% compared to 2023, although the underlying business displayed strong growth. The strong franc was a remarkable negative influence. Roche anticipates that its effect will diminish over the year. For 2024, the corporation expects a mid-single-digit percentage increase in sales and a similar increase in core earnings per share, assuming stable exchange rates. The company also intends to increase the dividend in Swiss francs. It is expected that losses from generic competition will total about 1.6 billion francs in 2024, less than previous years.
According to a report from April 23, 2024, the Swiss pharmaceutical company Novartis earned a profit of $2.7 billion in the first quarter of the year, representing a 10% increase compared to the same period previous year. The operational profit sat at $3.4 billion, which accounts for a 29% increase. Due to these positive figures, the company has raised its forecast for the year as a whole, expecting a high single-digit to low double-digit percentage revenue growth and a deep double-digit percentage increase in operating profit. Since spinning off its generic division Sandoz in October 2023, Novartis has positioned itself as a focused pharmaceutical company. It was also announced that the company's presidency will change in 2025. Giovanni Caforio, an experienced health professional and former CEO of Bristol-Myers Squibb, is proposed to replace the outgoing president, Jörg Reinhardt.
The article from the Neue Zürcher Zeitung, NZZ, reports on the quarterly profit of the Swiss National Bank, SNB, which set a new record of 59 billion Swiss francs. The result is largely attributed to the weakening of the Swiss franc, as the foreign currency assets of SNB, which account for 87% of its assets, lead to a higher amount when converted into francs. In addition to the weak Swiss franc, a boom in the stock markets and the bank's gold reserves also contributed to the high profit. However, obligations led to losses, mainly due to increased yields on US government bonds. Despite the record result, it is unlikely that the SNB will be able to make a payout to the federal government and the cantons. According to UBS, the bank must generate an annual profit of at least 65 billion francs and offset a loss from the previous year of 53 billion in order to facilitate a minimal distribution. The maximum distribution of 6 billion francs would only be possible if the total profit exceeded 105 billion francs. According to UBS economists, the underestimation of the Swiss franc against significant currencies like the dollar has increased due to the sharp devaluation in the first quarter of 2024. As a result, it is likely that the Swiss franc will revaluate over the course of the year. Since the development of financial markets through the end of the year is uncertain, even minor rate corrections can impact the SNB's profit. Financial politicians are therefore being advised not to budget for SNB distributions. Despite the financial concerns of the state, the article emphasized that there is potential for savings within the state apparatus and that this should be utilized before complaining about missing SNB billions.
According to a report from Cash.ch, the semiconductor manufacturer AMS Osram recorded a decline in sales of 9% to 847 million euros and a net loss of 35 million euros in the first quarter of 2024, in contrast to a profit of 6 million euros in the previous year. The cancellation of a major project in the microLED sector led to non-recurring expenses of 700 million euros, resulting in a total loss of 710 million euros. As a response, a restructure was initiated, affecting approximately 500 employees at various locations. The company plans to concentrate on its remaining activities in automotive applications. Due to the shift in micro-LED strategy, a significant improvement in free cash flow and the adjusted EBIT of up to 100 million euros is expected in 2025. For the second quarter, the company is targeting sales of 770 to 870 million euros and an adjusted EBITDA margin of 14 to 17%. An improvement in business outlook is expected in the second half of the year.